This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Jefferson County School Board members have voted to authorize possible legal action against the Federal Office for Civil Rights. CPR education reporter Jenny Brandine has more.
The dispute centers on the government's claim that boys are being allowed on girls' sports teams and in girls' facilities. It says that violates Title IX, which prohibits sex discrimination. But JEFCO says the agency's claims are based on a factual misunderstanding and conflict with Colorado law. District Attorney Tim Hafey says if JEFCO is damaged in any way,
including potentially threatening their federal funds, then we're prepared to go to court.
JEFCO says it's waiting for the federal government's next move and hopes to keep negotiating. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Actress and activist Jane Fonda visited North Denver Thursday. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the 88-year-old wants to draw attention to the fight over a local data center.
CoreSite is the company behind the project in Denver's Elyria-Swansea neighborhood. Once complete, it'll have 14 diesel backup generators located next door to homes and a rec center. That's led some to push for an outright ban on data centers. But Fonda encouraged a more considered approach.
We're not going to do away with AI. We have to make sure that it's regulated and that communities have a say in it.
Denver imposed a one-year moratorium on new data centers last month. It's now considering new rules for the hulking facilities behind the AI boom. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's push to prevent people from using food assistance benefits to buy soft drinks is likely over. A federal judge ruled this week that the U.S. Department of Agriculture does not have the authority to let states remove categories of food from the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP. Colorado's proposal would have barred SNAP recipients from using benefits to pay for most sodas and other sweetened drinks. This is CPR News.